Man, I'm sick and tired of repeating. I might become a freak of nature with all this thinking. I can't dance to this beat, it's too low. I'm sinking into the sea of bondage, it's chained me. Please save me, the time is near, it haunts me daily. Give me a reason to choose, cause I feel like a fool. Convince me it's true that this time there will be a good move. Cause if I stay here, I will die.
It's like I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. Nothing I see or hear makes sense. Pawato, pakuboko, pankoloko, pesembe, pamulilo. Who among these have the grace to bless me with the change that I need? I feel like even if I make an effort, my heart will still bleed. It's a rock and a hard place indeed. I hear them making promises, and I know they will break them. I have references. They might seem around now, but I know there'll be nowhere around my premises when they're in office. So is it useless? I can't head back in time and resurrect the greatest president. And I can't teleport to the future and find myself a perfect president. But if I stay here and do nothing, I would die in the negative energy of insufficiency. So I'm thinking, will my single vote be worth to bring a difference? What I'm looking for is perfection, an aspect that ceases to exist in the human dimension. And if my staying here means death, then I would rather take a part in the election and then sit still, observe, and see what he will bring to the table. He might not be able to completely label out all my wants, but how will I know if I don't try?
I have a premonition, an epiphany that if I stay here, I'll surely die. Even though it sounds like a lie, I wish I could fly back the time when I was a baby. Maybe I don't have heart to face this maze. The phase of life that I'm building now is very crucial. The paradise that I wish to have won't just come on a silver plate, nor throwing blows and inflicting pain on my fellow comrades. It's high time that I move from this place, and for me to do so, I need to have courage. Yes, I need to have courage. Gaka NRC, so I can register as a voter. It is not just my right to vote, but it is just right to vote.
If I stay here, I would die. With nowhere to confide, I feel blind. Blinded by the injustices, cause well, it's giving me insecurities, cause I'm told it's a formality and it's needed for my country's prosperity, cause well, the rule is by majority. So, I need to leave my comfort zone in order for me to end this war zone. Cause just how long will I wait? Wait for this all to change. Wait for this all to be a flipping page. Wait for them to make amends. Wait for the promises that ended their premises to be extended to the majority. Just how long will I wait? It's been ready, set, and now I think it's time to go. Cause if I stay here, I would die. I need my voice heard. I need my vote counted. I need to vote, and I need you to vote too. It's not by choice, it's not by chance, but it's all for change.
As if we do not come from the same mother ground. As if when Christ was dying, he was only dying for me and not you. As if you were created in some scientific image of Albert Einstein and not the natural image of God. Black, dominant narcissist, black, color fades away but value remains black. Not an easy goer of violence, but an easy goer of togetherness, cooperation and love. Make a collection of yourself, stick to your neighbor, now social distancing and speak against violence. Remember, life is all about a gradient, but hey, not being self-centered, for Christ operated with disciples. I say together, we need to gather and speak against violence. As female as I am, I'm considered to be weak. Uwananganita Walisha, I'm making use of my right to vote. Male considered not to make right decisions, but one right is right, and for sure it is the right to vote. The right matters and in so many ways, it speaks again as follows. I say, use it. Day in, day out, lay in yenshin be what take a child or discriminating fellas' rights. Society fearing you cause uwane kamongani batiste damn. Keep the negative powers to yourself and display the positive powers. The Zambian, stand bold, fearless, and shout hot to violence.
Maybe,
Maybe voting is sowing a seed in a garden of thorns. Maybe.
Maybe voter apathy is a mirror we use to reflect our fears. Maybe.
Maybe we're bonded in the chains of liberty, ignorance, or is it poverty?
Maybe. Maybe it's time. Time we use stones to perpetrate violence.
No, it's time to use stones to build a foundation.
Or maybe it's time for Zambia to stand divided.
No, it's time to put our ethnic and tribal beliefs aside and stand united.
Like Nathan Yurenda said, can I please say one more thing before I die? See, being Zambian is not by choice, but standing up for Zambia is a decision. Listen, it's high time we stop thinking about the general elections. Let's start thinking about the next generation, because the future is now.
It's never been easy. Rest in peace, DAEV Zambia. Now, let me speak to Mother Zambia. Think about it. Different minds having one thought, different tongues speaking one language, and different moves making one step. One decision. Tuende pamozi na mtima omozi. Go and get that cut. Cause together, just together, we can rule.